It's time for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their story at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal during July of this year. Shane and Chad Hamblin sat down with their father, Delmer, to talk about his childhood, his work as a missionary, and becoming a teacher, and of course the more amusing side of growing up in the Uinta Basin.
You were born in 1935. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
I don't remember the occasion because I wasn't here yet, but Dr. Whitmore was the doctor I remember for years and years that the family used. He got in his buggy and drove up to the Montwell-Cedarview area and delivered me and charged the folks $17 for the trip.
Let's see, and there was no electricity at that time?
No, I remember when the first electricity came was when I was about 6 years old. I remember them digging up the post out in front of the house or one of the light poles, and they hit rocks, so I remember they had to do a couple of blasts to get it out, so they got quite a charge out of that.
So then what was it like growing up in that area?
Well, with this, we had just the old dirt roads and all, but we usually made it to school okay, so it was a little bit rough, but not bad.
So anything else you want to tell us about your childhood? Or?
Well, that's the main things I can remember about it. We used to go to school in Roosevelt. Lunch there, I think it was a penny for a bowl of soup, and we'd bring our own sandwiches to go with it.
Uh-huh.
Especially in the spring and fall, you could get a meal with the water. There would be little red wigglers in it. So
wow. A little protein in there.
I think they just got the water from a pond or something.
They did. There was an old pond up above Dr. Dennis's veterinary clinic, and that was their water. They had that there, and it was kind of interesting. In Roosevelt one year, there were two businesses there where the Gale's Office Supply is. There was a Hazel's ice cream shop there, and then there was a Johnson's garage there. And his water quit one time, and so he got his air hose out and blew in it, and it started running. But then the Hazel's ice cream shop, her water quit. But they found the problem. There was a dead frog in the line.
Wow. The line to the ice cream shop. That's funny. And grew up, I guess the next thing we could talk about is then you ended out, how old were you when you went on a mission for your church?
Yeah, I was 20 years old then. I went to the Southwest Indian Mission and spent some time down in the bottom of Arizona among the Papago Indians. Oh, we used to, every weekend, we'd ride our bikes 21 miles down to the right next to the Mexican border.
Was that where you'd gone the one time? Didn't the Border Patrol
get you? There was a trading post, and when we got back one day, the trader saw us. He was smiling from ear to ear. He says, what had happened was somebody had seen my companion and I down next to the Mexican border carrying our briefcases with our teaching materials in, and they thought it was somebody that sneaked across the border, so they called the Border Patrol in Tucson, and boy, they came whipping out there, and they stopped at the trading post to ask directions, and when he found out what they were doing, he said, oh, that's just two Mormon missionaries down there. They were pretty mad. They went charging back to Tucson without anybody to apprehend.
And as far as you had a long career of teaching, how many years?
I taught for 38 years, and I always liked to make school fun for the kids, and so I'd usually start out with a joke or something that way. And I got a letter from one mother saying if I didn't quit telling these jokes and these puns, she knew where I was going to end up, in a penitentiary.
Sure.
I really enjoyed teaching. It was quite a challenge, but I always liked to teach kids to reason and think. That was the main goal I had, and I've had compliments from a lot of parents appreciating that I did have that challenge for them.
These conversations were recorded at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.